Any dear man, so we didn't ask you. Right, for me, but no. Oh, when you say for bonsem, sir, I didn't win. Is it not wonderful? We want to welcome every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially friends of the bridegroom. Will you please stand up, friends of the bridegroom and loved ones of the bridegroom who came because of the bridegroom? Will you please be on your feet because the wow. Let's give them a big welcome. God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same way we want to welcome our friends, relatives, and loved ones of the bridegroom. Will you please be on your feet? I know some of the medical personnel will be here. And also at the family members. First, I will ask the family members to stand up. Of the bridegroom. I
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Nebusia for Nebusia Pay, ever moving our quaba,
eh,
Major Montassi. I say, at the Ford friends, okay, go ahead. Friends of the bridegroom, co workers, and so on. Please, will you also be on your
I for your known and for nominate you my four any Abusian in our but me a mamuso near Mama Quaba.
Wow, you are very much welcome,
Mama Quaba.
And the rest of us, God's servants, I should have introduced you first. The Lord bless you all for taking time off to be part of the ceremony. God bless you. Introductions will come later because of time. So you are everyone welcome in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sure you agree with me that our help is in the name of the Lord. Will you say amen?
Amen.
And except the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor, but in vain.
Amen.
Amen. We are gathered here today for the sole purpose of bringing together our beloved brother, will you be on your feet, Joseph Ofosu, and Dr. Benedicta Dudua Apia.
Yesiemuha anopei siyeba beka unyabarema Joseph Ofosu eni unyaba Dr. Benedicta Dudua Apia
abomu holy matrimony according to the ordinance of God.
Yeba beka ona abomu awo awade kronkronso sedi enerade enshisheye isitie.
The custom of the Christian church.
Eni Christo asafono enshisheye.
And also the laws of our country, Ghana.
And
to implore on their behalf the blessing of God Almighty.
It is the
blessing of the Lord that brings riches, not how much input you can give. Marriage is an honorable institution. A very holy estate.
It's
sanctioned and honored by Christ's presence at the wedding in Cana, where he performed his first miracle.
St.
Paul likens marriage to the relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and his earthly bride.
Osumafo Paul ede awareye etoto ye na Awurade Yesu Kristo ene na yefro a ewo asasi so ho.
If you read Revelation 19, it says, see, the bride has made herself ready, and she is clothed in white linen. That's why often you see brides clothed in white, representing the righteousness of the Most High God.
Amen. So can kind a disem woman a tea don't corner or say, Yasha said, Christo, I have from no, I have crowd on our CSC and ho, our fitemu, our fitani, etina ho, am I in a radi Christo Yesu, and unti and then pempi, I for Shiano, I for Yereno, a share at Adifita, ah, etina my and a radi Christo Yesu, and in its name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Marriage was ordained by God as a foundation and bond of family life. For the mutual benefit of husband and wife. And for overall welfare of the state. Marriage is therefore not to be entered upon by anybody lightly or thoughtlessly, but thoughtfully, prayerfully, and above all in the fear of God. It is into this holy estate that these two persons that have before us have desired to enter.
Yes, hearty be a in a nipa benua or mujina and any way, and ya or pebby say or mobe room.
Normally, we ask if anybody has any scriptural reason why they may not be scripturally united in holy matrimony. Say so now or hereafter, hold his peace. But they filed a notice for 21 days. If you have any caveat, any disagreement, you ought to do it. Since nobody did it, I'm not even going to worry myself about that side.
And Pembebre, I am here beside say, Obi, why and tell her. Wo wo asembia ejina trosem so a enunti no ye kan ayefo kunu ni ayefo yiribo mu wo onyankopon anima enye yie nanso enemi misasa efise ansa na omoba bedu sampempensue no omokɔ KMA ekɔye de ɔso omoye bia ɔhɔ eji sabre na se nanka wo obribia nka wo se wo kɔ na wo kɔtie mu ne se anti sabre ya yahye mu de mimisasa asemi.
Amen.
Amen.
That doesn't free Joseph and Benedicta from the next section.
So Emma, Onya Joseph, any nearby Benedicta, and for one home, and Concordi, if I were an amour away in
I want you to listen very carefully, Joseph and Benedicta. I charge you both before God, the searcher of all hearts, that if either of you know of any scriptural impediment why you may not lawfully be united in holy matrimony, you do now confess it, for be assured that so many as are joined together otherwise than God's word doth allow are not united by the Lord, neither is their marriage blessed by him. So if you know of any scriptural impediment, confess it now. If not, let us know.
There's no scriptural impediment.
You see that?
Amen.
All right.
Pastor, please, there is no such thing.
Amen.
So that frees me as the marriage officer from any legal obligation. Then I can continue. Who gave this lady a marriage to this handsome young man?
Osofo bisa onipa kra wo de sa ababa wa fefe e de ne ma abrante kama kama yin aware
e ye me ura Delbert apia amye oba ne papa.
Amen.
How cho abusiafo a monso motai eje chi se ono de ne ma no na monso muko jina echire bi na mo akoma nyina tai aware na echi no moyi muti na yehomwe. All right. Let us say, Eja, why not say it in a...
Mipacho, why you be here? And yes, I'll cry and come in my heart.
Oh, yeah, okay. The radio say, we are very grateful to the Most High God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I did that. Sabri, where we are now, Joseph will descend, just like Christ will come from glory and receive his bride. So he will descend, receive his bride, and bring her to the podium for the ceremony to continue. This is the handing over ceremony. That's the father, and a new father is taking over from the old father.
Amen.
Amen. So, Eja the nation in Serbia. Wadana say, na Eja, can be big, sir. Tell him something. Say, oh. From the Bible concerning what we are all witnessing today.
Emretie bia edi enanim no ye ba betie ensem kakra africhro konkru no mu afade ye nyina ye di ho adanse ene dey.
The bridegroom, may I see your father first before we even go on.
Amen.
Now, then the mother, mommy, so, and the mommy, Pacho, my mommy, son, a young child, aha, now so far. Aha, nothing, a demo bar until for soon, papa, and then the mom, and I wish you a far more come by. I'm not sorry, dear, but most I'm sorry, dear, my.
Amen.
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 If there is anything on earth that Satan hates, besides hating the Lord Jesus, it is the institution called marriage.
Say adie bi e wa asase so a obonsam etane ye pa se uye otane a odeta ye na Awurade Jesus Christo ne ton chene a adie a toaso eye aware.
When God created heaven and earth, and saw it necessary to create man, the very first man he made was a composite man, a man that was dual. And for the reading of scripture Genesis 1, 26 and 27, we want to stand up in honor of God's word. When we sing national anthem, everybody stands up or supposed to be silent, quiet. This is God, our heavenly anthem. So we are standing on our feet to hear God's word.
Yes, sorry, Edina, and nine so near to you, Unyango Ponce, if he says, you're two or my, and you're a national anthem now. Wouldn't you mean to Nancy Wabra or Tosa national anthem? He's all sorry, Edina, and now soon to Briar Becai, Unyango Ponce, you know, you're friendly, dear, and you're poor, and sorry, you're nice.
Shall we please bow our heads? Lord Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and thanks.
Amen.
For this moment. Cleanse us from all ungodliness and false ideas we have, from false denominations and false religions.
Amen.
The bomb by a source a radi. I do not be a way a trim a fat. Our real one ain't in our sam so. My uncle, you need them free.
Amen.
Now for our samoa, a timor die, dear, I want to swear anyone we are simo be share and one name. We need empire. Any at this rate, where Radius Christo with him. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, and to establish the thought that the very first couple that God made was doer.
So,
so God said, after he had finished everything, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and Amen. Over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So look at God's purpose of making man and the authority he had given to that man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, God gave such dominion to the original man. Now let's see what kind of man he made. So God created man in his, not there, in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female, not male and male, or female and female, but male and female created he them.
Oberima any oba ena obo won. Enya oberima any oberima eno nyankopon bo won. Anase oba any oba eno nyankopon bo won. Nemom o se oberima any oba eno nyankopon e bo won.
Until you understand God's purpose and his original plan for marriage, you will not be able to know wow, how you are to function in that relationship.
Kopim se ubenya entiasie ewo onyankopon botaye a enunti ode aware besi ho no wasede a ewo so woda na di ewo aware mu no unhunu ni ye.
Now the next verse 28. And God blessed them. That's why we are here, so that the blessing God pronounced on marriage will be transferred to them.
Amen.
And God bless them.
Amen.
And God said unto them, be fruitful. So it is not God's will for any woman to be barren. He blessed them. He blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. He will not command you to be fruitful if he has not put that fruitfulness power or ability in you. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That was the authority given to the original
covenant.
But they were in the spiritual realm as male and female. The Lord bless you as you take your seats. Nana, who said, Nana, be oriented, any chairman near Bushafo, Emamunina, Kaba, Eradi, Jesu Christo,
Amen.
Bible says, Fanny, dear, my dear, need ye,
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So while they take their seats, a strange thing is in Genesis chapter 2. We found God has created male, female already. But here in Genesis chapter 2, reading from verse 18, this is what we read. And why?
Onyankopon edinkan abo onipa a oyɛ obɛrema ne oba nanso yɛ bɛkinkan Mose nguma edikan enyimu etimienu nyimu du wɔtwe na ade nwanwaso obi eba besi ɛwɔ ha.
And the Lord God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. But was the man alone? Male, female creator he them. So why is he saying here that it's not good for the man to be alone? When God put that spirit dual person, dual spiritual person into a body. So as far as the body was concerned, it was only the man you could see. But his wife was hiding in him.
Ebra onyankopon bo obarema no honhumu de na obarema ne koa e na wani wai etimi ho no nanso obarema ne mu no na ne yere eseni mu
obo dotie be ma ne de send ipaduam e hye dotie mu
nje
es e ba sa na be ma no koa hu se be ma koa ba na ne ye ne wa hen
eseni mu. Amen.
So God performed an operation, a surgery. He put a deep sleep on the man. And he pulled from his side one rib. And with that feminine part. Formed another entity. And whilst the process was going on, the man, he had sealed up the gash, the hole. So the man was perfect, all right. But he was waiting for the wife to be formed in the man's image. So as soon as that woman is formed in the image of the man, you wake the man up to claim her.
Wonderful.
So he presented her to him. And when he looked at the head and looked at his own head, look at his hands, look at his feet, look at him, every part of him, I looked at her. Meanwhile, the man had been given authority to name everything God had made. So the man now has to name the wife. And the name has to agree with the characteristics of the female, of the being before him. So when he looked at the woman, he said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. It's a man with a womb. As I always say, you cannot spell female without a male. Female. Woman, man.
Amen.
So a woman is part of a man or an extension of a man. So when God brought her to him, he had to look on her as God's special gift to him.
Na wo se obereman ehwe oba no se onyankopon akyedia eso wa ode ama no.
The daughter of the Most High God committed to his trust.
Say, eye onyankopon tumfo no baba bia ode aba be hye ne nsa se onhye no so.
And when he identified her,
na bra obereman ehu no no,
she also realized where she came from, so that she has to honor the place from whence she was taken.
Oba be hu baabi a oba no efri baaye enu ti na wo se ode ani die emma baabi a oyi oba no efri baaye.
So this is why, and this is where Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 got his authority from, to lay down the divine hierarchy, divine order.
Eti aha
in this relationship.
Aha ena osma for Paul. Ewo Ephesians 5 nguma eti num enyimodio no miensa ade ko no onya anyankoma enhyehyeye bi ade saa enhyehyeye esi ho ade maaye.
So read Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5.
Ephesians 5 nguma eti num.
I'm reading from verse 18.
Enyimu edu nwotwe ade ko no.
And whether you are married or not married, or whether you have lost your partner, or whatever state you are, these scriptures apply to all of us.
Se wa wari o, won wari yo, ukunu ana wo yere everyone so, se ni awutie bia no sa tro semu no, eye adwuma e de ma.
Now pay attention to God's word here.
Ye nya so na ye ntie onyankopon asem a woka
tro. Paul is writing to believers in Ephesus.
No suma for Paul e tro dia koma agidifo bia wo Ephesus asafum.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Ephesians 4, tinum yimu dum wacheno. Mom ronsa, if we say, enona ede sakasakaba, na mom, munyama ewa hum humu.
First, the commandment is to be filled with God's Holy Spirit.
Asadia edikana say, yenyama ewa nyankopon hum kunkrum.
And there's no way you can obey the subsequent instructions that are coming until first you have received God's Spirit.
Na ensesaya etoswa obekazwe no wuntimi emfa nya adwuma dite wadinga nya de edika na eyese wunya honhom konkron na nsa.
We were born with a human spirit.
Eye nipa honhom ena wode wo.
And the first birth produces a rebellious nature.
Awoa edika ne de ede asode suban ena brewo.
Until God changes that spirit, original spirit of rebellion, there's no way we can obey God's word.
Kopim say onyankopon besin san saa etuatee ani asode honhom a wode wo asase no ekwan bia ni ho a obetimi aye sitie.
That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must, not you may or if you wish to, you must be born again.
Enu nti na Awurade Yesu eka kire Nicodemus say etwa say enye say wo pa ana say wo betimi o na emu mo say etwa say wo wo fofo.
So when God has changed that nature from the first birth.
And unti se was sa wa wa edikan no esu a wonya free mu na.
And you have a second birth.
Na obenya awofofro na.
Which only the Lord Jesus Christ can give.
Ah eye ye na Awurade Yesu Kristo nkoa ena de mana.
Then you are equipped to be able to obey the instructions that are coming up for marriages.
And now what me and yet to me are ubetimi a di and seya a trust war ebony.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making melody in your hearts to the Lord.
O say yem fa home yom and yom nin senkubo and kasaka and try our radi Yesu Christumu.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nye fa seda ema yene radi Christo Yesu yenyankopon no ewo Christo Yesu din mu dada.
Submitting to yourselves, submitting yourselves unto one another in the fear of God.
Na yemre yen ho ase ema yen ho yen ho ewo onyankopon mu osuro mu.
Then he comes up. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the head. Remember, the woman did not come from the head of a man. She came from the body. So that she can submit to the head.
Mumma yen kai se obano and free obermatrimu ene puye ofri ni pedianumu a eyan emfino ne sentino e wose wode enidie ani obuo ema etri no.
So wives, submit yourselves. It doesn't matter whether you are PhD, QRST, A to Z. It doesn't matter. You are still a woman, and thus said the Lord, called, submit yourself. As long as you have accepted somebody's headship as a husband, thus said the Lord, submit yourself to that man.
Senior Radi CNA. And dua wadia tumu se sa or bere mana wabasre ewa wariemuno ube makwain no watia sienu wababe yene yre anase nikruno e chase wudi obuo emasa or bere man emfa honi bebia o womanim ana wudibia eko kodrobia.
One thing that men desire and want from women is respect, submission, obedience.
Adia bako a oberima eshe edia frini yre eho and se wadi obuo any niti ebemano.
The crisis in marriages is rebellion, and the word of God says that rebellion is as witchcraft. A rebellious woman is a witch, as far as God's word is concerned.
Or how are a coso ewo awarian yine muni etuatia and ye near chanton ah or ba and for money crew said ye on yangupon asem ekano or say etuatia wohoeno et se beye.
Don't you want to see a witch watch for a rebellious woman? You have seen one. You don't need a vision.
Amen.
You have seen one, a witch. A rebellious woman is a witch.
Oba, or your bed to your tiny, you know, where you're before. Unhia, a dear Bian San Wong Zabano will be.
Why is a woman to submit to the husband?
I didn't think I was there, Obano, a brand who was a so.
That said the law.
Senior Radisi.
The husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of his church. The head of the Christian church is not the Pope. It's not the Bishop. It's not Archbishop. It's not any pastor. The head of the Christian church is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Christo asafono nitino enye Pope bi. Enye Archbishop bi. Enye sofu biaro neobom Christo asafono niti eni enerade Christo Yesu awa daye nyinaya.
How many will wave their hand and say amen to that? And so he continues. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husbands in some things. Huh? Sana baboka.
Dabio.
Sadi asafono kahon.
Enyimwa diyonu na eno. One ose, na sadi asafono brene hon ase emma Christo no. Sara, nso ena eyerenom, enyema wonkunom. Adia nyine.
Ma hankasa. Oh yes, I'm a new chronom. I want you my binum.
Dabio.
No man, I need you home. Kwa umbre no asme. Sana waho. In how many things?
All things.
Oh, so if you are not ready to do that, don't marry.
Si se wonye krado so oba bra wo hanse adie nyine mu dia ene me nware.
Don't marry.
Enware.
So that gives me authority now to be a boss. Jesus loved his wife so much he died for her whilst he was even a sinner.
I feel Baraman Becca say, and you never to me, Sammy, my mammy, also, oh, my ear so. Debbie, oh, Christo, yes, to Adon, a urinoir, say, a brown or yard, the boy, your phone, Puno, or Dono.
Husbands, love your own wives, love your wives, even as Christ has loved the church and gave himself to her. So, how much of you belongs to her?
Oh.
No mercy, or about not would you see? Now do phones what to baby. I don't have to find me phone. Talk away, see my warrior, my dear friend. Because the idea why your phone is into a person, the partner knew. And you know me who said, yes, every money away. Jesus and my Benson said, you'll be a drink.
Amen.
Mumma yan saksa ya jene, ni ya fenya miya sam, ni ya ndi sun, ni ya nya hoto ma ya kra. Na afe o se ni pa, enche, nwa dana tuho. No. When I also, we say you, we say you, we say you, we better not to, and that's it.
Amen.
But you are going to face the creator of heaven and earth who knows all things and is recording everything you are doing on earth, which will be played back to you at the day of judgment.
Now, what you know, Obaqua Kosia, Otemufo, Yankopon, ah, one nim near Wayanas, Sisuninano, or no name Nabaqua Kojina, Ewatemudanin.
Now, there are all Yenazo, a video at work.
Amen.
There means me, they are making him a video to our channel. So that's how serious it's going to be. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband, and husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen.
Nimodionum, Okrunum, Monomoirenum, said your Christos, so do asafono, now ordain a home, my amano, said your wadi in Sio Ejari, Ebertino, home, or Asemno, Ayano Cronchrono.
So after God had formed the woman, brought her to the man.
It's bra onyango pomrene oba no no wadene bread or berman.
This is how they are to relate.
Saying and now what say ositna
de. She submits to him.
Oba no ebrene ho asia ma berman.
Obeys him.
Wadi ebuo ema no.
Honors him.
Na wadi ni ni.
And he loves her so much.
Na oberman no so e do no emro so.
If it becomes necessary,
so
he should even lay down his life for his wife. How many women will find it very easy to submit to a man who they know will never do one evil thing against them?
A man was saying, Enna obeti me abre won ho ase e dia ma won kru no ma a wo ti die se sa oberema no won ye no boni ba akopempo.
Amen homo. Minya man ma motie me. Momodudu osan pa. Enna nka wonnim se be ma won ne tie no. Onye boni da. Won si si u da. Onwe bi pie ntia o da. E be ye dia ma ana be ye mbre e be ye mbra ma se. Sa pa na mi kunu tie. Bema me wa nitia me na me bremi wase ma na kanya me de mudu do sempa mo so nyina mo na asoma me hwe mo so unim pa se bema me wa no no wo twim ho adwem pa oni adwem oni bia on ye bibia ntia me da bibia wo ye bia wo ye a wo twim ho adwem pa mudu do senka sani pa no ebe ye mra ma mo se mo bebre mo ase ma mo so nyina mo na asoma me hwe mo fere bia ne very bien. A man, mon here, some more. Oh, didn't you be our hearing to me? Who are so unworthy of trust? I'm sure I'm on trust, my damas. Oh, didn't you, who persuade me, who is a man? Or baby, na new kuno. Huh? Or baby, na new kuno. Oh, so we are hanging. Hey, what's it, Mira? My main control, main control. So I said, yes, sir, above four. But heaven, mommy, why? Now, sir, above four, woman to hell, woman to heaven.
Amen.
It is our heaven, mommy, I'm so much above four, mama. And my money, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. So, man, someone, it creates a heaven, and she'll always be an angel to you.
Sir, we are a very man, so old boy, or so him, and what's it be, I'm a man, we're ready. Any another bia, or you know, a bear above four at the amount of his above four at your straw him.
See, in the world, if anybody manufactures anything, he will make a manual to control and guide and give instructions concerning that thing.
If you see, I away, you know, say, only Pabiara, Aya Bibi Biara, I was, as he saw, or the idea be at two hole at the Sadian Ayan, say, yeah, our sons say, yeah, no, so, and our Bashir and his Juma, Adiana Wayan, Edia Dijuma.
So even if you don't read that manual well, you will not know how to operate that device.
And unti sa fidi na onipa na ayeno sense se ya wodi ato ho no se wan ken kan na wan suane yi a unti mi fa fidi na enye adwuma bia.
The Almighty God who created heaven and earth has given us a manual. And that manual is called the Bible.
Amen. Onyangupo tu fo na obo osoro eni asasi nzo no. Wamaye se ye bia sense se ni din de Bible a wodi ato.
Have you read this manual?
Talking kind, son, and
say, let's say you are going to marry.
That's a walk warrior.
Then you read from that manual now, instructions how to operate that marriage, how to organize that marriage, how to sell it in motion, how to enjoy it. If you don't follow that manual, you will not know how to do what the writer, the creator has established.
Your father said, oh, beware, said he, and Joseph, eh, beware. Now, on your coupons, say, yeah, what you are to her, what's running in our truck, criminal. Say, one can kindly, a far, our rear, and a horse, say, yeah, who ye, not a well, who noir. And yeah, there's a Uber to me, I do a warrior, and what Dimu Juma send you, Sefata.
So the manual says this about women.
It's, and so say, I can't wait at the far or baho.
My bawa muntia ye.
Amen.
Say, oh, worry, yes, said the abantia, and in a bushia. Akosre ababa wai efri nebusia foho a omufrom pem edina mano na yenso ye hira so nyame mui sesabie yinsiye na kotre wonemu ema obe mabia uye uye hu de menka where de kura menyinso wo prepare ho for bonsam gem.
Amen.
Ha ntina uhwe nanim penanim wonene mielu na mokọ ho. Man, such a mwag, you know, Anka, didn't tell him, Senator, the end of the day. Fita, Akatana, and him, let her say, she has not been touched.
Amen.
And truly, she has not been touched by another man.
But I tell you, I am your bay, Natadia, Fita, Niasa, Katana, and him, and say, Oberim, be on for an home Canada. Now, I am no crowns to say, Oberim, be on for an home Canada.
Now, oh, Baba, we are only member 25. Now, boy, your mind, I won't worry. We'll be glad you're 55. Net you, Doctor Tia, and a doctor, she says, Shembebri. Any woman, any man, any woman that will have sex with any woman, any woman that will have sex with any man retains the DNA of that man throughout her life. Think of it. Doctors, challenge me if I'm wrong. Any unmarried woman that has sex with any other man retains the DNA of the man that she has had sex with throughout her life, regardless of repentance or anything. Can you imagine?
Any sin you obesia such a wagging. Obebia only obema enya esiamudieno. Oberman Ejan and Kwamwa Ewa Obanimo Obanin Kwana or the Tas as he swing now.
Young Kwamwanko. No may determine Nipa said they will both show Bibia with the end, you know. A woman tin alcohol worry or bad German foie. Ube woo baby na way arm robber, na way you say, na way you say, Mamma would don't know Mushesha and his suban dead. Finna cross a child in a copper super glue. Super glue. No, never a issue was said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For some boys, you are said, no trespassing.
Amen.
But the trespassing, which will be turned as not the idea, so we'll be a red one, may as well. For you see what I say, no trespassing. The way I am winning, Cassandra, the fat chairman.
Amen.
I said, my teacher said, me nay, no trespassing.
Amen.
Radio soon be income.
Amen.
All right, so maybe somebody didn't hear what I said. I know some people have come from far and near, and that means you will retain the DNA of a man. And so, if you are an unmarried woman, don't ever open yourself up until the veil is lifted off your face and you are declared husband and wife. That is why, therefore, that a woman should be careful how you show yourself, how you dress, your appearance to men.
The senti and I was as a way or bar as a way of say ye send ye we see as yes ye won't edit to see Montinso.
Can't you see how in the last days Satan has undressed women?
Won't mean who knows send ye a yembre mu Satan abo madeja.
And today, so called celebrities, the more naked you can get, the filthier you can get before people, the greater honor the world will give you.
Na yen hwe enioma ekoso enemre wona waje din no se ne obesi abo ho adaja egu ho fin no eno ena ma hunya din kese
enya no kre so called celebrity adwaman wa woni mema 50 215 ebi kra di bosu. So that's not God's way. The manual says fornicators and adulterers God will judge
se ne onyankopon enhwe ye ne sie ne wo se So,
once God has brought you together, if we read further, he says, what I have joined together, let no man, none of you two, let no man put asunder, and let no man create division. If you dare, you are cursed. And if you try it, you are cursed. So thus said the Lord,
amen.
What I have joined together, let no man or woman try to put asunder.
Senior Radi Senior, Onyankopon said, there were no Wakambo Mono, Ma Onipa da Seni Biara, and one home comes at Obetitim, so Bon home comes over Rawan Tem Identity Moaba, and Roman count.
Amen. In the same way, Christ Jesus came, he gave his life, and he got a bride for himself.
Son, and a Radi Christo Yesu, a buyer, and an inquabe Maya, not on Namso, and ya, I for you be at the man.
And just as Adam's wife came out of Adam, Christ's wife came out of Christ, who is the Word.
Senye and a rad Adama Odikan Ari Efri ni mu and a bayano. Sana Adam or Tosum Yeno Anonia a Radi Christo Yesu. And so you're every ni mu a baye. I want it Christo away a semino.
Amen.
Amen.
So Christ's true bride always lives by the word of the bridegroom.
Anunti Christo aye frono kwafono da wadini kruno awaye Christo na sem ene bobra.
So the spirit that was in the husband came into his wife to continue his works.
Anunti honhoma na wo okunu a wono ne Christo no eba na yiri a eye na yefro no mu eba toa ne nwuma a oja aye no so.
And he says, what I have joined together should remain together till death separates them.
Anunti otoa so ka said ye wono aka bomu no enka momu akopem se owuo ena betete won
chem. So he commands the man not to put away his wife.
And uti or share or bear man say ma on yan eri.
And woman, don't leave your husband.
Sana obano so enchin home free ni kruho.
If you do, you remain single till you die.
Se uko na uko jawa yre anase obazo chin home free ni kruhua. Eni kwan se oware kopim se ube u.
Well, the Pharisees didn't believe that when Jesus said it in Matthew 19 from verse 3.
In a radi Christo Yesu ekansa asimu yino farasi fon an yeni.
Jesus said, if a man puts away his wife and marries another, he causes her to commit adultery.
Radi Christo Yesu Eka says, Oberema, a giant, a rena, or coware, or bafo fraudia, and you know, Oma, or Bano, I say, our rear.
And if a divorcee marries another, that one who is marrying a divorcee is living in adultery.
Na said, ye jan or no, so eco ware, or before fra, the Oba be worried, ye jan or no, or no, so I say, our rear.
So when you enter into marriage, determine that by the grace of God, you will make your partner so happy that he will not desire another spouse.
And unti se wura aware mu aba wadwene mu po se wonam onyankopon adom so ebe ma wo hokafo no ani agia se omonitiri mu po se obetwene ho afri wo ho.
And the last thing I would like to say, especially to those who have never heard this, is this. God, just as in the Bible Abraham sent Eliezer to look for a special wife for his son Isaac, God in the last days is coming for a special group of people that will obey nothing but the word of the living God. And so to do that, he has sent forth a prophet.
Amen.
On earth that doesn't belong to any of these false churches that are preaching lies, to come and present the original gospel in its purity.
Amen.
With the power of the living God to vindicate it. To show us God's original path. So that we will live our lives on earth pleasing the Most High God according to his perfect will.
Amen.
And because God has done this, it won't take long. Christ will come for those people that have obeyed that voice of God that is exactly in line with the original teachings of the Bible.
Amen.
And those people are waiting and longing. And it won't be long. The master who has already gone to prepare a place for them will catch them away into the heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
And the rest of humanity who have rejected the counsel of God will perish as in Noah's day and as in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
That's the last thing I would like to say.
Na dia etwa toa osofo eka atreyen ene se Senye Abraham asuma nifie anakuwa Elieza. Se onko na onko sheshe eyiri emfamre ne ba Isaac no. Saso ena ewe yebremu no yenyanko pon epire enipakuo sronko bi a wati wonho ewo ono na semo. Ne se anti ono wa yi ewe yebremu difobia. Ono de ofri and sorry ahodwo yi nyina bi mu. Ne mom onam onyankopon na enuma sem ene nkomse so ena apai sa odifo yi se omra mehwehwe eyiri a wode onyankopon asem ate ne ho amana ye krogen emfama Kristo. Ne bra wanya sa kuoi a waya krado a wache Kristo no eno na enche Kristo be sane afri animonyamu na waba ababa fa sa ifo yuri a kodena sem asiesie won na wate won ho krogen ede won kwa koma ni nyankopon na eno na obefa won ko a etire yi no enipa aka asase su nyina no wode abufuhie obehie egu won so na wase won dodoa a waanye sa onipa yi anie no.
It is that message, it is that voice that has gathered some of us here. We are brought back to the original faith of Peter, James, John, Mary, and Martha, and so on. Those early believers, the original faith, the way God instructed them to live the Christian life, we have been brought back to that path through the ministry of God's end-time prophet called William Marion Branham.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, friends, through this powerful ministry, our faith has been brought back. So here, if a person repents, we don't sprinkle children, no, or adults, no. If a person hears the gospel, give their heart to Jesus, we take them to a place where there is enough water, and we baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The one who died for us, was buried for us, and rose for us, and is coming back for us.
Amen.
And the Bible says, whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you do, you are ready to meet him.
Amen.
That is coming.
And I'm sa and ni so aye tia yeno and a day asain abba didi da da aye and a radi Christo Yesu. Edija esya forno emma what's name uno nanam eno so and I amaya babe hunu se se obi esach obiti asempano na asempano bunu forna and I'm so emane sacha na junior on fensio and petina so anase on fanise and siomo and prensa nemo yadini sen siomo preco ewo a radi yesu Christo dimu a bonusu emano agen sachra.
And then the same Holy Spirit that the early church had comes inside the person and they live for Jesus and for Jesus only. Not
Amen.
For a church. Just say, I'm a church. I belong to me. A Pentecost. Methodist. Me, this, that, that. Those names don't mean anything to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You can go to magazine. It doesn't make you an aperture. If you go to magazine, it doesn't make you a car.
Dabi.
Huh? So entering a church and then having a label doesn't make you a Christian. When you repent and give your life to Christ, and the word says, if a man looks on a woman lustfully, he's already committed adultery. So you don't want to dress in a way as to trap men
Amen.
To commit adultery with you. At the day of judgment, not only that man, but you too will be found guilty.
Amen.
So that's why, as Antigua say, Katahusie, I can say, Akatesia. Akatesia ne hwan obi a okata ne ho esi.
Amen.
E de twa ni da chi kunu. Na wa bante enso no kan wa de ne che onantem.
Amen.
Kan wa de ne che onantem kopim se wo be bom pa ya me urade a che wo yira o fata.
Amen.
Na fe e ba ni se ya asem bie nim. Ne basansunsu a malaka se mubewu ma omuye nkwada sunku.
Amen.
E bi se obia bi bia me frefre mu. Urade asunjue nka mo nyina.
Amen.
Enti ya ma no. Enye trousers. Abominable adie bia manu ane se Yakobon se okire no. Ehwe se wodi be bobra.
Amen.
Amen. To one more break here. We are the four person among Daomo at a prayer talk near year no for home. Now, yeah, dear German, a tad, yeah, And now, when you have a bank, cry among you, who you demand it. The money dresses sexy and near chains can for my bank. Do you name now who person dresses to say Christo near bank, cry and foul? You say, we have born some baby and son, how could try with your grandma and some action is car for. I'm a bank and yes, car. No, my question, you ask, you know. You promote to Bonnie, Obia, our level godly, no, your man, Abasu, Obia, what? Who me a mompire? I can't hear any mompire.
Amen.
A higher she, indeed. Me a mompire. Maybe I didn't catch Sancho Watty. Now that you do come any a goosewa, Unquan a woko, Unquan a woko. Intime radi yesu hum aba sabri nka se bi edua ba ase edua tem ya tem bi ni edi o misro menua ami asem de ka cho se be jo kran kwa na wan ko seya eni awiyem
amen
katu ani na ni memom pa ye wate se oh erade misro se o me mobo
amen
na poa me na mama ho din a me di be du asem so.
Amen.
Now say before you for said the brother Joseph afana you free ya. And I'm say me do as I'm soon ti. Me so me nya chefa ewo wo ma obefor ma kro entem. Said there no abri so kakre bi na tie wo. Said there Sodom and Gomorrah kakre bi na tie wo. Wo mo man tie wo say wo mo sa na wi ebre mu so wi ase. E ba be ye.
Amen. Ti
rade me sro bo ame.
Amen.
Na man ka ma o say ye ti say.
Nembo
menyankwa ama mekra. Bo sampa ye ni rade a wonim akomemu. Obehu mobo no abo amfa sori bia wukọ ni dibre bia omu hwa hwa ho ni dibre bia wo wiase hwa hwa ho. Dibre ba ko pe ena de wa wa ho eyeye ene se wo ye Kristo Yesu ba. Wo ye Jesus Christ this year. Ene de fa hwa hwa ho. Rade asumdie enka ye nyina. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. How many love me? Let me see you clapping your hands. All right, Joseph and Benedicta. You have heard a little bit about this and you have heard a lot throughout your lives. You are not case. You're all well-educated people, and you know the word of God. And you know the rules, the manual says, what the manual says about the relationship you are fixing to fully enter. If you are still persuaded that you want to enter it, I want the man on my right, and I want the woman on my left, right before the altar.